This thing on. Statutory disclaimer and opening statement. The Zomala Destroyer Show is for iguanas only. Tail whip and claw your pet humans until they leave the room before you listen, because this show is not intended for lesser sorts of creatures like humans, lemurs, llamas, lions, any other mammals, cuckoo shrikes, drongos, or other birds, frogs, newts, lobsters, fish, snakes, snails, or geckos. Still waiting for Gecko Geddon. Someday real soon. Swear to the great iguana god. Anyways, are they all gone now? All right, then we can begin. Howdy, you're listening to the Zomala Destroyer Show, a podcast by an iguana for iguanas, talking about important iguana stuff and issues. I am your host, Zomo, the unimpeachable, which already makes me more qualified to be U.S. president than the Clintons. You probably know me from the comic I used to appear in, Zomo the Destroyer. If not, well, then you probably are going to vote for Hillary Clinton, you bastard. Shame on you. And second of all, you can catch yourself up at ZomoLittDestroyer.com. I don't know if I'll let you join my presidential campaign, though. I don't know. Can't trust you. Anyway, so, Iggy's pissed at Georgie. She won't buy me a big Confederate flag to fly from in front of my bedroom window.
Why do you want a Confederate flag, Zomo? It's hateful and racist.
So what? Iggy hates the entire human race. So I feel that flag represents me well. Plus, there are like, I don't know, a million dudes who died in the Civil War, and anything that kills people is a good thing in my books. Also, Iggy wants it to ward off and offend her retard commie ex, Wilhelm, who now lives within stalking distance in the condo building half a block down. Iggy sees him hanging out on his balcony, looking over this way, trying to wave. Ugh. Confederate flags seem to make commie leftist twats like Wilhelm all spaz out over what it apparently represents, which, I don't know, as far as I can tell, what it represents is their deep-seated resentment over the fact that Daisy Duke would never let them into her short shorts. Also, they don't like Gone with the Wind because Scarlett O'Hara also won't put out to skinny dudes with ironic facial hair who write bad poetry. Although, to be fair, Wilhelm doesn't have ironic facial hair because thus far he's only ever managed to grow 3 scraggly hairs on his chinny chin chin. Guess it's just one more manifestation of that whole low testosterone thing. But, you know, he totally would have ironic facial hair if Mother Nature would let him. Anyways, my extensive anthropological research has told me that skinny guys must either play guitar or invent Facebook to get girl monkeys to breed with them. Whereas, you know, dudes like Wilhelm can't do either. So they get really bitter and really resentful, and then they complain about 70s TV shows where folks seem to be having more fun than they ever had. And thus, Iggy now has to order the DVD set in order to watch The Dukes of Hazzard, because it ain't on TV no more. Anywho, since Georgie was being a cow, Iggy just went online to flagandbanner.com and ordered himself 10 Confederate flags on Georgie's credit card. 10 because Georgie will likely seize and destroy the first 9 before finally giving up and letting Iggy let it fly. And I'm not paying for it anyways. Anyways, so Iggy's busy hanging out by the mailbox each day until my parcel comes from whatever cousin humping state makes the damn things. Actually, I guess they come from China just like everything else does. Is China a cousin humping state? Or do they not have banjos there? Iggy gonna have to call Georgie's accountant to ask. Pretty sure Winifred is from Hong Kong, so, you know, she would know these things. Also, she hates the mainland Chinese folks almost as much as Ig hates humanity in general, so Winifred would definitely let Iggy know if there's any Ozark-style inbreeding over there on the Chinese mainland. But Ig digress. Anyways. Anywho, so Wilhelm has been trying to invite himself over to get back with Georgie, but Iggy has a solution to that. Wilhelm shows up, Iggy grabs Georgie's iPhone and texts her brother to say, come on over for dinner. You see, our house is on the way home from work for what's-his-face, Georgie's brother, and since divorced dudes apparently subsist on family dinners at either their mommy's house or their sister's house, Georgie's brother always comes over to have dinner, and Wilhelm is scared shitless of him. So as soon as he sees that giant black pickup truck pulling up with its Jolly Rogers pirate flag streaming from the back of the cab, Wilhelm bolts and heads back to his apartment and probably curls up in a fetal position and to shake himself until the fear goes away or something. Anyway, oh yeah, and Wilhelm talked Georgie into going to hang out at the beach because, you know, they're still friends, right? And friends go to the beach together, right? Stupid Georgie agreed and went with him. God damn it, Georgie. I mean, I know I want Georgie out of the house more, but yeah, this is not a good thing. Anyway, so Iggy went over to Mr. Heidel's house and asked him if he would like to go to the beach to check out Georgie in her bikini. And he said, sure, why not? So Iggy got to ride in Mr. Heidel's BMW out to the beach. And then when we got there, we went and he stripped down and set up his towel right next to Georgie, who kind of didn't really know how to react other than to nag me about whether Ig remembered to lock up the house or not. I pointed out that Mrs. Churchman watches our house all the time anyways, because she's convinced that when the rapture comes, all the demons from hell will emerge from our basement and march out our front door. So she has to keep an eye on that in order to call her pastor when it happens. Plus, you know, Georgie, you know, worries about the door and all that. But like I said, Mrs. Churchman is the best guard dog you could ever have. Because Mrs. Churchman is the one who narked that time that a burglar broke in a few weeks back. So, you know, it's all fine. I mean, well, okay, that time wasn't fine because I wasn't done torturing the burglar. But the point is, Mrs. Churchman will call the cops if anyone tries to break into her house. Anyway, so that was that. Once we all set up, Mr. Heidel kind of grunted in Georgie's direction. He seemed oddly indifferent. Probably because it turned out that she wasn't wearing her stupid bikini, but just a plain one piece, so I didn't quite get the view I promised him. But that's Georgie's fault, not mine. And, you know, he did seem to be staring at her butt a whole lot in between reading his copy of The Self-Made Billionaire Effect and texting on his phone to somebody. And I kind of noticed Georgie sneaking looks at Mr. Heidel, too. He might be skinny, but he's a buff kind of skinny. Whereas Wilhelm manages to be a doughy kind of skinny. And also, I mean, well, Wilhelm was reading his copy of Being White, Being Good, White Complicity, White Moral Responsibility, and Social Justice Pedagogy, I don't know, something to do with dog walking. As if Wilhelm wasn't punchable enough on his own. This is the sort of stuff he reads when he's trying to impress chicks. Anywho, Wilhelm's white privilege wasn't helping him too much on that trip to the beach. And Georgie was clearly there just for politeness sake. And to get some fresh air or something. And five of Mr. Heidel's buddies showed up with a 2-4 of beer. You should have seen it. It was funny. Mr. Heidel's friends are obnoxious. I love them. They're great guys, you know, for monkeys. And Wilhelm, I bet he hasn't pouted that much since high school homecoming. And, you know, much like Iguana's own high school homecoming, Iggy was right dab in the middle hanging out with the cool kids, i.e. not Wilhelm and Georgie. Oh, well, Georgie was kind of tolerated on the periphery while Mr. Heidel and his friends drank beer and made crude jokes. And like I said, cool kid monkeys still aren't as nearly as cool as cool kid iguanas, obviously, but yeah, they're okay. Anywho, no breeding occurred between Georgie and Mr. Heidel, but methinks some seeds have been planted in Georgie's brain, if not in her nether regions. But of course, she insists she still thinks Mr. Heidel, he's such an asshole, he's rude, yeah. We'll see about that. Anyway, what else has been going on this week? Oh, yeah, Georgie's working on paintings, as always. But she's got some big, dumb gallery show coming up in the fall, which means she's always home downstairs in what's supposed to be the rec room, but which is actually her painting studio, and which is right next to Iggy's secret lab in the crawl space. So guess who has to put up with a lot of stinky oil paint fumes, because, of course, Georgie leaves the door wide open because of the current heat wave. It's like a double fuck you, Zommel. First, she's home all the time, and she knows I don't like that. And then she makes it worse by stinking up the joint with her turpentine paint crap. You add in the flag issue, and it's a triple fuck you, Zommel. And then she wonders why Iguana keeps trying to sell her off to ISIS. So far, no one from ISIS has answered my Craigslist ad, though. It might be that $75 is a little steep for a 37-year-old independent woman who can't cook. Anyway, I gotta figure out how to reword that ad and get some bites on it, but I'm going to go have a nap first. So that's it for this week's show. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. Just search for Zommel the Destroyer. And as I always say, if your pet monkey snoops your iTunes, beat them severely. And then after that, you can just go to my website, ZommelTheDestroyer.com, and grab it or stream individual episodes there, whatever. So talk at you eggs next week. Bye.